Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay Cabot from the Cleveland Plain Dealer in cleveland.com, at Mary Kay Cabot on Twitter. She joins us as she does every Friday, except Lima's not here, Mary Kay. Jonathan Wells is in for Anthony, but we're still pleased to have you.
Happy to be here, guys.
Good morning.
First off, with Odell Beckham Jr., the contract, you wrote about the contract and how the Browns might be willing to rework something. How likely is it that his contract gets redone?
Well, we know that according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network that he apparently would like to have something redone. I don't think the Browns are super motivated to do anything like that. I think they want to get him in the building, get him out there on the field, you know, see what he can do, and let him start to play actually some downs on this new contract, which he hasn't done yet. So the new money just starts this year. Last year was still sort of the extension part of it. So I don't think that they're overly eager to do something because it does set a precedence. But we'll have to see how that goes as time goes along.
You think that do you think that he would maybe, because he still showed up to camp last year. Do you think that there might be an impasse between the two, if not?
You know what? I think it's premature to start talking like that.
Yeah.
I really don't think that it's at that point. And, you know, we don't even really know enough yet about how serious he is about wanting to redo the deal. I mean, it's a pretty good, it's a very good deal for the Browns right now. Essentially, they have him for 2 years at the very minimum. For 2 years at about $15.1 million. And that's a very, very good bargain for him. Now, I'm sure he would probably like to have some more guaranteed money in the contract, but as it stands right now, there is plenty of guaranteed money left.
Hey, Mary Kay, I just wanted to know, besides Odell Beckham, what was the biggest offseason move that you feel that the Browns made this offseason?
Well, I think you'd have to look at Olivier Vernon after that, even though it was all kind of rolled into one. That was, you know, that was great to get him in here because it opens everything up for Myles Garrett. It gives you a chance to really go ahead and make the Odell deal because now you're not necessarily looking for that pass rusher or that defensive lineman at number 17 overall. You can mess around with that a little bit and try to find some pieces later in the draft. So I would have to say that one, because if those two guys work together the way that they probably can, they could possibly end up with two double-digit sackers.
The Kareem Hunt suspension came out after we got off the air, and it was obviously after we got a chance to talk to you, Mary Kay. 8 games for him. Do you think that John Dorsey would hold on to Duke Johnson now, or do you think that there is any possibility that he could make a trade before the season starts concerning Duke Johnson?
Of course, I forgot about Kareem Hunt when we were talking about other off-season moves. Actually, that was.
I think everybody does.
I do.
I know that you don't, but I think whenever people go, "Oh, big off-season acquisitions," we just don't. Whatever reason, he's not at the front of our mind. We think of Vernon, OBJ. We don't really think of Kareem.
I think that's because he is, he's going to be out for the first 8 games of the season. But he obviously was a blockbuster acquisition that rocked this whole city and really the NFL. So that would have to go right up there after OBJ. So sorry about that, guys. But
fair enough.
But I do think that they would consider moving Duke, but probably not until they get closer to the trading deadline. And that's because now Kareem is going to be out for those first 8 games, and Duke is very, very valuable in both the passing game and the running game. So the only way they would move him before then is if someone knocks their socks off and makes them an offer that they can't refuse, like they did to the Giants for Odell.
Do you believe Dave Gettleman when he says he moved on for football reasons? Because I don't.
Well, if you look at the contract, if you look at this contract, you can see that this was a huge hit for for the New York Giants to have to take. Mm-hmm. So, no, it was not just for football reasons. He was even on record, and he didn't use Odell's name, but he was on record at the Combine as saying that it's his job to eliminate distractions and things like that. And I think that Odell became a distraction for the New York Giants, especially with the interview that he gave last year and whatnot. So, no, it definitely wasn't just for football reasons.
Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, so many people want to know, so I'm just going to ask you, are they planning to reach out to Phil Dawson? Are they not going to reach out to Phil Dawson? You don't see him coming back?
You know, we will know more about that. I'm heading actually to the NFL annual meeting, leaving Saturday, and out there we'll have an opportunity to dig into a lot of those issues with John Dorsey. We'll have some time with him. We'll have some time with the Haslams. It's a small group of reporters going out there. And then we will also have, at the annual coaches breakfast, a full hour to sit with Freddie Kitchens and pick his brains on a lot of things. So when it comes to things like that, like personnel moves and remaining free agents and draft plans and those sorts of things, we will know better. As of right now, I don't know if they're interested in bringing, Phil Dawson back. I think it'd be a great PR move. It would be a fantastic thing, for them to do just for, from a fan standpoint. And all those things, and football too, but it would be a good feel-good move for everyone.
Now, I know that he didn't kick many field goals last year. Let me run this by because I shared this for I Have a Theory yesterday. Let me see what you think. If you're Phil Dawson, do you want to come back? Because he hit 60% of the field goals, and I didn't get to kick many field goals last year. You're 44 going, I think he's going on 44. You left a legend. Now the team's actually going to play competitive football in 2019. God forbid you miss a big field goal and everything goes to pot. I mean, I don't think he buys a drink in this town, do you?
No. He's right up there with the Joe Thomases in the minds of Cleveland fans. So no, he wouldn't. But yeah, that's something that he would have to consider. He walked out of here, obviously with the key to the city and foremost in the minds of fans here. And if he isn't what he was, then he would have to make that decision.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I have in my hand a couple of the NFL rule changes that have been submitted that they talk about with the competition committee. A couple of these things we've talked about in the past. I just want your opinion on some of these and maybe what the Browns might even feel about some of these. First off, expanding reviewable plays and instant replays to include fouls for pass interference. This goes back to the NFC Championship game. Mary Kay, first off, your opinion, do you think that's a good thing? Do you think the Browns would think that's a good thing?
Well, I would think it's a good thing. I'm all for using any of the available technology to improve calls. I don't care what they have to do. I think as many things should be reviewable as possible, and I also think that that they should rely more on help from the league office or an eye in the sky or however they can do it with technology to make sure that calls are right, because there's no way that fans at home should be, stomping and screaming and pulling their hair out over calls that everyone can see that can easily be changed on the field. So I'm all for that. And as far as the Browns, I'm sure that they probably would be too.
There we go. Kansas City, they want that overtime rule change where each team gets the ball at least once in overtime, even if the team possesses the ball first in overtime, scores a touchdown. Are you good with that?
I'm absolutely 100% good with that, yes.
Are the Browns good with that?
I'll find out. We'll ask them when we're out there, but I would imagine, I would think so.
Zach Jackson said he heard that there's a possibility that the Browns could play on Thanksgiving night. This coming off the heels where the Eagles rescinded, but they did originally put in where they wanted to change things up with the league where the Lions and the Cowboys can't just host every single Thanksgiving, that they might have to play some games on the road, meaning that Philadelphia might get to host a Thanksgiving Day game. Have you heard anything about Thanksgiving night this year for the Cleveland Browns?
I haven't yet, but again, and I'm sorry to keep saying this, but a lot of that information starts to come together when we get in an area with every single person in the league office and all the coaches and all the owners and everyone, so I will probably have a better handle on that when I get back and we talk next week.
Would you support a Thanksgiving night game?
I would. I think that any way to get the Browns out there to the nation and to the world right now, I think it's fun. I think it's exciting, and I'm all for that.
Do you think it's awkward that Anthony Lima seems to be the only man standing against a Thanksgiving night game here in Cleveland, Ohio?
We shouldn't talk about Anthony behind his back right now, should we?
I'll talk about Anthony in front of his face and behind his back. You think I care about talking to any side of Anthony? I will talk about it. It doesn't matter. You find it awkward?
No, I.
She's gonna be nice. Look at her.
I love a good, healthy debate.
God, so. You just don't want to do it because he isn't here, is he?
No, What is his reasoning? Why doesn't he want to do that? He wants to eat more.
Because it's him. Because it's him.
Because it's him. Great answer.
Yeah, he's just an ugly soul.
I think it would be great. Now, having said that, of course, that would be me being away from my family and all everyone with the Browns being away from their family for that day. But, you know, our family, anybody who's in the NFL, our families, you know, happily make those sacrifices for these amazing jobs that we have.
Knowing Pat, that's a great answer. Knowing Pat Shurmur, the way that the Cleveland media does, were you surprised that he was absolutely on board with the trade with Odell Beckham Jr.?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I've watched him get in an argument, you know, in training camp with Joe Hayden. I mean, there is no way Pat Shurmur is going to take a player who's being insubordinate in any way. And I think that interview alone, it was reported by Jake Glazer, I think that he made Odell apologize to the team. I mean, you know, if you're not all in on the program and what's going on, then Pat Shurmur, you're not going to get along with Pat Shurmur. So I wasn't surprised about that.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the show. What about OBJ's social media post? Should I be a little bit worried about that, concerned? What's your thoughts?
Well, I think it's something to keep an eye on. You know, when he's saying that he's going dark, and then you hear things like Saquon Barkley saying he wasn't happy at first, and Kim Jones of NFL Network, saying that he sounded a certain kind of way when he was first reached. I think what's happening is that Odell really is trying to process having to leave New York after 5 years. That's not easy. These guys are human. They're people. He has to leave all of his friends. He has to leave the spotlight, the big city, and come to Cleveland. And if you haven't lived in Cleveland and you are coming from New York, you might not be too excited about that at first. But I think once he gets here, once he gets with Baker Mayfield, starts catching a few balls from Baker, which he's done before, but once he really gets going on that, and he's with Jarvis, and he's with Adam Henry, who he's very close to, and sees the possibilities, and also sees that he's going to be on primetime TV a lot, I think he will be fine.
So he's an emotional boy, and this is just part of what we signed up for then?
I think so, and I think, you know, I've talked to people in New York about this, and they said, this is just Odell, this is what he does. Several times a year, he's going to go dark on social media. I mean, we're just not really used to this yet because we haven't paid close attention to it. The other thing is, in New York, here he's going to be larger than life. Here he's almost going to be, up there in LeBron-type celebrity status. Mm-hmm. In New York, he was one of many. So maybe if he went dark on social media, you know, it didn't measure too high on the Richter scale. But here, it's a huge thing. But I do think it's something to keep an eye on. I think he is, like he has stated, still processing the magnitude of what just happened to him.
Mary Kay, you're absolutely wonderful. We thank you very much for the time. And yes, I'm getting called out because I called you Mary Kay Silver after you came on last week. I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate whoever called you out for that.
Thank you, Mary Kay. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I said about Anthony on the air, I know Kenny, and the second I said it, people were going, you going to say that you called her Mary Kay Silver? Yeah, I know. I called her Mary Kay Silver. I just have a stronger opinion about Hugh than she does. I will leave it there. Jonathan Silver, in with me.
Wait, what's that opinion on who?
What?
On Hugh?
On Hugh?
Yeah. How strong is it?
That he's a bad football coach?
Turn the mics off.
Oh, God. No, he's a bad football coach. All right. Jonathan knows, as much as he wants to deny it.
Not going there.
All right. Again, Jonathan Silver. Ken Carmen, Jonathan Silver, live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.